who are not set free by that declaration, though they want to be. And we're going to have to look at that aspect of this. So there are a lot of causes of stress and distress and depression in our lives. This one is from the desire to be rich. Now, when a person gets to that point, now what are you going to do with the depression, with this inner torment that the Greek words talk about here? The inner torment, the inner depression. Where are you going to go for help? Unfortunately, what even a lot of Christians think is, this is a medical problem. So I need to go, it's a physical medical problem. I need to go to the doctor and get some drugs. I need to get some help in handling it, and sure enough, it calms the body down. So that was it. That was not it. Scripture is very clear of the source of it. So you could either go to the doctor, or you can go to the scriptures, understood in truth. Just going even to the scriptures, unfortunately, isn't enough now. Going to them and understanding them in truth. In days gone by in history, the important person in a community was, and I'm going to use preacher, priest, so people would go there. But what is starting to happen, what started to happen in history, is that the most important person in the community became the doctor. They switched from seeing the spiritual, they being mankind, believers, seeing things as spiritual to things as physical. So society has moved from going to the church, where I wish the answer was in abundance, but it's not. But let's just stay with the principle. Go to the scriptures, go to the preacher, go to the church, and find that freedom for the soul. But now what has happened in history, the most important person in the community no longer is the preacher, but now is the doctor. And then coming off of that, historically, became a great increase in the doctor side of things, psychiatrist, psychologist. Then there are those who want to try to combine the both and take a little from here and a little from there, and it really does get messed up then. So, but where are you going to go when the reality of verse 9 sets in? When the stress and the depression and these things do set in from being rich, where are you going to go for freedom? Freedom from the stress, freedom from the depression, freedom from the hurt that is going on in your soul. Where are you going to go? Now, as if all of that wasn't bad enough on the myth of money, it gets worse. It gets worse. Look at verse 10 now. Verse 10, we study more on the myth of money, and it's going to get even more difficult. For, now I'll come back to this in a moment, for the love of money is a root of all sorts of evil, and some by longing for it have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many a pain. Sound like a country and western song, but it's not. It's scripture, and whether or not you know what a pain is, I'm sure that most of you have experienced it. Okay, let's go back now and take a look at what we have going on. For. Now, the word for here tells us why verse 9 is true. Why verse 9 operates. Why, if you desire money, you fall into temptation and a snare and many foolish the desires that are harmful desires which plunge into ruin and destruction. That is true for the love of money is the root of all sorts of evil. That's why verse 9 works. You're just going to be taken right out of a relationship with the Lord and a lot of other things we'll look at this morning briefly and be plunged away from, plunged into all of these horrible things in your life and away from the spiritual. Okay, for the love of money, and we spent our time on the word love. We have looked at the love of God. We've looked at the love that comes from human beings. And then we've looked at spiritual love that comes from a new spiritual creature. So this is a love of money. Human love, which we call value love under this category. And this is the value love of money. For the love of money, and now we're ready for the next phrase, is. This is present, active, indicative. And therefore indicates reality, people. You can argue with this philosophically, theologically, experientially. Argue it all you want. This is the truth from God's Word. if we believe that God knows what he's talking about in Revelation about end times, then we need to know what God is saying here and believe him just as much here as you would in regard to the book of Revelation. Very interesting how people will, oh, they hold on to Revelation, but things like this, God's not really on track here. Because I can have this without this happening to me. So here is the reality. In your soul, this is the reality of life, you want to get rich. Here's the root. There's the predicate nominative, and all I want to do here is three concepts. And we could spend another couple of weeks here, but I'm not going to do that. Just a couple of points on the word, the concept of a root. First of all,